What have we got in the mailbag?
Claire has written in and says, as everyone says, thank you. That's nice. In my busy life...
Well, everybody says thank you, but thank you, Claire.
Yeah, thanks, Claire. We'll take it. In my busy life, your podcast and What's That Rush are the only ones I listen to. That's big high kudos. I've travelled a large portion in Thailand and seen how other nations feed their young people. Why can we not have listened or seen the benefits of introducing real food groups earlier? The damage by the health professionals, I work in the space, Claire says, has caused untold negativity. Let's not overcomplicate it and feed children real food that we know where it comes from. Don't hide food, in vegetables, is what Claire says, and don't give powders. And then actually congratulates you. Can I congratulate Mr. Swan on...
Am I a surgeon now? Okay, good.
Can I congratulate Mr. Swan on visiting Cessnock, where it is hard to buy local fruit and veg, and helping the community think? Thank you for reading.
Oh, that was a while ago for the Newcastle Literary Festival, but
oh,
pleasure.
There you go.
It's always good to go to the Hunter Valley and that area, so thank you very much indeed. And this is a subject close to your heart.
It is. Look, I agree with Claire that sometimes we do overcomplicate things, and ideally, as we've said repeatedly on the show, as we've covered the food allergy story and these use of these starter packs as opposed to the whole foods. And we had Professor Mimi Tang on from the Royal Children's Hospital who helped us in this space and said whole foods, the more the better. I think we do complicate it sometimes, but I do disagree with this notion of don't hide food in food, because as a mum of two, I can't tell you how much grated zucchini and wilted silver beet goes into our meals. And my kids are pretty good with veg, but I think sneak it in for yourself, for everyone around you, wherever you can. I'm a big believer in rainbows everywhere.
Subterfuge. Nutritional subterfuge. Yeah, I'm all for hiding it too, I must say.
Just sneak it in.
That's right.
Are you grating zucchini though?
I don't like grated zucchini. I like whole. I like big chunky bits of zucchini. So
oh,
I don't like
really?
Grated. So I had one of those. I had one of those machines where you can make spaghetti and so on, where you
yes.
turn it around and it comes out all grated yeah. zucchini. Oh, I hate it. No, it puts me off zucchini. I like zucchini, but I like it fairly chunky.
Do you? I disagree. I like a ratatouille with chunky zucchini. Mm. The reason I love zucchini, and I know this isn't a show about zucchini or cooking, but it could be. But I love grated.
I knew you were going to drag us kicking and screaming to the kitchen.
But grated zucchini bumps up the veg intake and it doesn't impact the flavour of the meal. So I throw it in most things. My kids are like, Mum, is there zucchini in here? And I'm like, yes, there is. And they're cool with it. But look, I agree with you. We overcomplicate things. And the advice time and time again has been from experts and from us on the show, whole foods, ideally, we don't know about these allergy starter packs and whether the doses are high enough to prevent food allergy, and it can be easier.
Just remember, when you buy supplements that are highly processed, they're unnatural, they're often given in drug-related doses rather than nutritional doses, there's stuff in food that we don't understand fully that helps you absorb food, utilize it, and there are all these, and when you cook it, it's how you cook it that makes a difference. You get all these bioactive compounds. I mean, I was at something the other day and people said, well, how do I reduce my level of inflammation? I said, get some extra virgin olive oil, onions and herbs and tomatoes and cook it in a pot and then add whatever you like.
And what's doing the anti-inflammatory action there? The EVO, the extra virgin olive oil?
No, it's the chemical reaction between all the components.
It's like a little potion.
It's like a little potion.
And it smells good.
My favourite example of this. Sorry.
It's a cooking show now.
Sorry, Claire. You've got us on to something.
It's the cooking report. Go on.
So this is work done at Deakin University. The late Professor Karen O'Day, who we spoke about on the show recently, was supervising it, where they took tomatoes. Now, the people doing the research will probably write to me and say, you got this entirely wrong. But we actually did an interview with Karen on it on the show many years ago, which is you take a whole tomato and you eat it, it's great for you. And, there are these red compounds in it, these lycopenes, which are bioactive compounds. Anyway, eat a whole tomato, great. Chop a tomato, you start to get a reaction inside the tomato, which releases more of these lycopenes.
Oh.
Add a dressing. Probably
extra virgin olive oil.
But vinegar seems to work at Monash University, suggests that vinegar might be the secret sauce here too, to use a metaphor. Oh. Starts to release even more. But if you heat the tomato and cook it in extra virgin olive oil, you get this chemical reaction which produces really potent bioactive compounds. So this explains, some of the benefits of the Greek island diet. And even diets like the Vietnamese diet, you know, we talk about this just being the Mediterranean diet. Well, there's lots of different Mediterranean diets. We're talking about the Greek island diet, really. And if you look, say, at something like the Vietnamese diet, it's very similar to the Mediterranean diet in content. It just tastes differently because of the herbs.
Spices,
and
yeah.
The spices. But in terms of how much you eat, the temperature at which you cook and all that sort of thing. So that was a long way around to talk about whole food. But you can't buy it in the pharmacy. You've got to cook it. That's right.
And I just have to say that I felt really validated hearing that because I love extra virgin olive oil and I cook a lot of tomatoes. So I feel like a winner. Thank you.
Well, you're always a winner.
Oh, thanks, Norman. Claire, thank you so much for your email. It led to essentially a whole other podcast episode, but we do love your email. So please write to us. It's healthreport@abc.net.au.
And don't forget our sister podcast, What's That Rash? This week is the critical and life-saving topic of, we're answering the question is, when you fall asleep in front of the TV, is it bad for you?
And never forget that Norman said that he dribbles on his T-shirt, everybody. Remember
no,
that?
No, that was hypothetical.
I feel like it was a hypothetical comment. I'll hopefully see you next week if you're not offended.
See you next week. I'll be there.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.